Blog Talk Radio.
It's August 6, 2018. Hello and welcome to Working for a Living Radio Show, where progressives for change present opinions that matter. This afternoon, we're joined by co-hosts Jeff Brown and David Fillion. I'm your moderator, Leroy McKnight, and we have a special guest. Please remember, good leadership is never about power and control, but rather for the honor and the privilege of serving the people in the interest of the people. Having said that, let me bring on our two co-hosts. There's Jeff. Hello, Jeff. How are you?
I'm wet, Leroy.
Good, good. We're privileged today to have a guest coming on in a few minutes.
Okay.
Scheduled in for 3:35, so I believe we'll get a call from this special guest. Let's see how David's doing. David, how
hey,
are you doing?
Jeff. It's good.
Hey, Dave.
Hey, Jeff.
Yeah, we had a late opportunity here, and it was very short notice, so we apologize. We did get it posted out to the over 70,000 UAW members, and in addition to some community groups that we're part of as well. So we should have a very good listening audience for this. A wonderful opportunity to have Governor candidate and Senator Gretchen Whitmer on the show today. Either one of you have some comment about that? Jeff, why don't you say something about this opportunity we have? We have a couple minutes before she's calling in.
I remember back during, Lyle was trying to be changed into right to work state. I remember her standing on the Senate floor arguing against it. That was very bold of her to do it, stand up in the Senate by herself, condemning it. She's a real good supporter of labor. Labor, in return, is supporting her. And that's a good thing. She's got some good ideas. We need to fix the roads. We need to get water back in the Flint. So she's got a major task on her hands when she gets elected.
Right. She, you know, she was, when she did that, she was the minority leader of the Michigan Senate. So, you know, we have a friend that's proven herself to be our friend of labor for a very long time and has carried a lot of water for us. So,
yes.
It's nice to have somebody that's worker-friendly rather than corporate-friendly, and that's really how we identify our, you know, as you both of you know, how we identify our people that are issues and the people we talk with. So they're either worker-friendly or they're corporate-friendly, and, of course, you know, we stick up for people and issues that are worker-friendly. So, David, do you have anything you'd like to say?
Yes, I like her position on protecting our environmental resources. I would like to see in the future strengthening of laws that protect our inland lakes as well as our Great Lakes and changes in the aquatic nuisance control program, basically for the use of copper-based products that are used in the control of aquatic nuisance weeds.
Is there Leroy?
I think Leroy went into private mode.
Yeah, I was in screening mode. We have our guest with us this afternoon. I'd like to welcome former Michigan House Representative for 3 terms, former Michigan Senator for 2 terms, former minority leader of the Michigan Senate and former prosecutor for Ingham County, all of whom she represented me, because that's my county, and she was my House rep, my senator, and my prosecutor. Please welcome Michigan governor candidate Gretchen Whitmer. Hi, Gretchen.
Thank you. Hey, thank you. I'm so glad to be here with you.
Yeah, we're happy to have you today. It's kind of short notice, and we accommodated that because it's primary eve, and we're having a little show here just to get everybody all ready to go vote tomorrow if they haven't already voted by absentee ballot. You know, we'll start this off with, because this is more of a union show. I happen to know you're a union member and in good standing, and that you've supported labor issues for almost two decades as an elected official, and far beyond that with your family from when you grew up. So would you like to say a few words about your support of labor, especially the UAW, because you're our endorsed candidate, maybe some of the endorsements that you've received, please?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I appreciate the opportunity, number one. And number two, you know, this was the place that people used to move to from all over the world, because organized labor meant that you could get a good job here, get paid well enough, you could raise a family, and retire with dignity in this state. This was the place that people used to flock to. And right now, you know, I get across our state and I meet people that are working a couple of minimum wage jobs or people that haven't had a raise in 10 years. And I know that there's no coincidence that that is happening at the same time that we've got this continuous attack on unions and labor. When the governor and the Republicans locked us out of the Capitol during their attack on collective bargaining, I didn't just stand outside with all of the hardworking men and women who showed up and wanted their voices to be heard. I threw open the doors to the Capitol and I let the resistance from my office inside the Capitol, because I know this, when it's government that doesn't even listen to you, when it's government that locks you out of the process, it certainly isn't government that's working for us. The key to making a good life here in Michigan is then the right to organize, the right to collectively bargain, and that's something that I'm always going to fight to protect. We got a lot of work to do, though, because these Republicans have had their way with working people in our state, and we've got to get enough Democrats elected to the House and Senate so that we can repeal right to work. And as governor, I will single-handedly make sure that we're making workplaces safer and doing everything that I can to ensure that workers have the right to collectively bargain.
Yes. We certainly appreciate that. And collective bargaining, there's another element to it, Gretchen, and that's been sort of diminished, or not taken away completely, but certainly diminished, and that's our right to strike. And that's because of small little nuance in the Wagner Act that allows permanent replacement workers to be hired for those that are out on strike. That began to be used against us in the middle 80s, and we were unsuccessful at getting that repealed, Senate Bill 1, at the federal level in several Congresses in the late 80s and early 90s. Do you have any thoughts on how you might handle that as governor if the issue came up with placements in the state, Michigan?
Well, you know, I mean, the governor's powers are obviously overseeing state policy and the state budget and the power of appointment and the execution of laws, you know. But there's also the bully pulpit. There's also the power that is just a part of being governor to convene people, to build a caucus, to bring to bear pressure on the federal government, on Congress, and on the president, to challenge them when necessary and to push them when necessary as well. And those are unique levers of power that I understand because of the work that I've done for 14 years in the Michigan legislature. And I'm ready to use that to protect the rights of workers, whether it's to strike or to negotiate for good wages and time off with our families.
Right. That's exactly the answer I was looking for, Senator Whitmer and governor candidate, because
we know what the law is, and we know you have to enforce the law as governor. But there's also that opportunity that's sort of between the lines, if you will, in the cracks in the mortar and the mortar between the bricks, that is, that you can go out there and influence and use your office to influence as much as possible the rights of striking workers so that it becomes easier. You may not remember the Mellon gas strike where we had a gassing on us workers. I was a part of that and defended us at the police commission in that effort. So we turned out, you know, we got a good decision, but still had to, you know, suffer being gassed as members just trying to stay. I mean, most of us retired, or not, I wasn't retired at the time, but a lot of retirees were there. And it was just a really bad thing. And I know that leadership, elected leadership, and forestall such things from occurring. And thank you for your support of using your office when elected and prevent such things from happening. Let me ask you, I know we only have you for a few more minutes because your schedule, you give us 10 minutes here, so your schedule's really full. Let me ask Jeff Brown if he has a question for you. Go ahead, Jeff.
No, I just want to say thank you for standing up against the right to work law when you did. I remember watching you on TV giving that speech, and on that cold December day, everybody was outside protesting. You came out of the Capitol building, walked right up next to me, and one of your aides said that you were going to run for governor, and that made me really happy. I do believe you're doing a good job. Again, I want to thank you for supporting the unions against the right to work law.
Thank you, Jim.
Well, that's awfully kind of you. I appreciate that so much. You know, we confronted a lot of tough battles during my time in the legislature. And, you know, I was the leader of the minority party, and sometimes we won some, sometimes we got our teeth kicked in. And that's why, you know, I'm done being the leader of the resistance. It's time for us to lead. It's time for us to set the agenda. And tomorrow is primary election day. It's August date. A lot of people aren't thinking about elections, but we've got to make sure that we remind our brothers and sisters in labor, but our families and our neighbors and, you know, every network you've got, you know, I hope that you're reaching out and reminding people how important these elections are. And the governor's race is often has, you know, fewer people turning out to vote for it than a presidential. But the ironic thing is that the governor has a greater direct impact on our daily lives in Michigan than the president does. And we've had 8 years of leadership that doesn't really fight for working people, that in fact has permitted and wasted past on us. And that's why, you know, I really hope that your listeners and your family and your network remembers that tomorrow's an important election day, and I'd be real grateful for your vote.
Right. David might have a question for you, and then we'll wrap this up for you. Mention Senator Whitmer, if you please. David?
Good afternoon, Gretchen. Glad to have you on the show. Thanks for all your support for labor. I like your platform in regards to protection of our natural resources, the Great Lakes, and wanted to bring to your attention that there are also many issues with our inland lakes as well. There needs to be some changes made in the aquatic nuisance control program, basically the permitting and use of aquatic herbicides that have copper-based products in them. When fish die in Michigan in lakes, often it's after the application of copper sulfate. This summer on my lake in Jordan and Lake Odessa, we had a fish kill here where 300 fish died, and it was one day after the use of copper sulfate. And I look forward to possibly working with your administration and the Fisheries Division to develop stronger laws that will protect our inland lakes in regards to the use of copper.
Yeah, I would love to work with you on that. You know, we are so fortunate to have 21% of the world's fresh water in and around our borders, and yet, because of this abundance, we've taken it for granted. Our leaders have permitted so many threats to the health and quality of our water, and we're all, you know, at risk here. It's our natural resource, and we have a duty to protect it. My husband loves to make fish habitats, and you talk about protecting fish and making sure that our water is clean so that they can thrive. That's something that is personally very important, but also it's so critical to our future, our economy, to our drinking water as well. So definitely would love to take that on and work with you, you know, in every opportunity.
Fantastic.
Thank you. Gretchen, Senator Whitmer, I call you Gretchen because you're from my county, and I'm past chair of the Democratic County, Brigham County.
Fine.
So I apologize to listeners for being a little casual in my addressing you and you as well. But let's just say to our members and our listeners here, you know, Gretchen Whitmer has been endorsed by the UAW and by virtually every major union in the state of Michigan. And she's beloved by all of us, and she's all benefited by her holding elected office, her leadership. Now, I'd like to invite everybody to get a hold of her campaign and to help, if you can, the retirees out there that have a little extra time. I know she's going to need some poll calling and some walkers door-to-door to get out to vote tomorrow. And please just get a hold of her campaign committee. It's here. There's numbers all over the Internet for that. So, and get out and vote. You know, this get-out-to-vote effort in this primary campaign here, even on this show, with somebody who cares about us people, working men and women. And you know, this show is called Working for a Living. That's who and what we are. And she cares about us enough to spend a little time with us. So with that, I'll ask Senator Whitmer and candidate for Michigan governor, if you have any closing thoughts to our listeners, please.
There's, you know, just this, that elections have consequences. And, you know, our governor's race impacts our daily lives, whether it's our kids' school, our family's drinking water, the roads we all drive, or our ability to collectively bargain and make a good living and take care of our families. These are all critical issues that we're falling behind on here in Michigan, and we've got an opportunity to take a big step forward and to do it together. And I ask for your vote, and I ask that you take everyone you know to the polls and reach out to people, whether you're texting them or making phone calls tonight. Please do. We can't take any election for granted, and tomorrow's the first hurdle toward us setting the agenda for people in Michigan again, so we can make this a place where our kids stay and our families can get ahead and other people come to for opportunities. So thank you both so much.
Thank you very much for coming on the show and addressing our listener base. We look forward to your victory tomorrow night, and enjoy the rest of your day. If we know you're busy, we'll let you get back to your schedule. Good afternoon.
Okay. Thank you.
Onward to victory. Bye-bye. Okay. There you have it, folks. One of our best supporters out there that's elected official. So, and had former elected official and has a strong record of doing that. With that, we were going to have an advocate for the Missouri right to work opposition to defeat that tomorrow at the polls. Unfortunately, their schedule was conflicting in such short notice, so we apologize about that. That was going to be president of UAW Local 2250 from Wentzville, Missouri, who's been the champion of opposing the right to work legislation or referendum in Missouri. Missouri, and his schedule just was not compatible with his short notice, and we certainly had to defer to the governor's schedule, or the governor candidate schedule. So having said that, let me ask Jeff, wasn't that a nice opportunity to have her on our show?
Yeah, it was a great opportunity, especially being the election tomorrow.
Right.
So if she gets passed tomorrow, well, maybe we should join her at the Labor Day walk, Labor Day parade.
We sure. We should have her working
walk
for a living president, huh?
Yes.
Everybody wear their shirts, huh? Wouldn't that be
exactly
nice?
Exactly. That would be
yeah.
Nice, yes.
Yeah, I'm not sure where she's going to walk at, but we can certainly join her at the bridge if she's going to walk up there. That we could have our own walk. We'll see what her schedule is. You know, I do communicate with her campaign pretty regularly, and I know we have other people in our team that have been supporting her as well. Sharon Bell was at a rally with her recently and is calling on the phone banks now. Again, we want to invite everybody to try and have a big push. This is a very, very tough, contentious race in this primary. We need you to go out and vote. If you're just thinking about maybe you might go vote, or geez, you know, I forgot tomorrow's election day, please get out and go vote. It's very, very important. One of the closest elections. Everyone's important. But this one's as close as I've seen in a while, so especially for primary. So please get out there. David, what do you have to think about our opportunity to have her here talking on our show?
It was a wonderful opportunity to have her here today. I know she's a staunch supporter of labor. I watched her at the Capitol. She was in support of us all the way. I also believe that, well, I'm going to be posting this show to over 25,000 fishermen in the state of Michigan. All of us have unique issues. Mine is unique to my community. There are friends that I have at Saginaw Bay that have issues that are unique to them. And I believe Gretchen will address these issues and correct them. There is an issue in Saginaw Bay for cormorant control to reinstate House Bill 4429. I believe she will get that done. And I also believe that she will strengthen the aquatic nuisance control plan laws that allow the permitting and use of copper-based products in the state of Michigan. It's been an issue for a while. And I believe that the Fisheries Division would love to work with her on strengthening these laws. So, yeah, it was a wonderful opportunity, and I'm glad we had her here today.
Right. Did you hear, because it went so fast, her husband actually creates fish habitat. Isn't that great? Great.
Yeah.
Did you hear me, Dave?
Yes, I did. I did hear.
Yeah, that's kind of a nice thing. Somebody's got some background noise there. But anyhow, it's nice to have Ron. Listeners, members, and just the general public that just comes here, whether you're union or non-union, you know, our benefit, our community, our state, our country benefits by higher wage jobs. John Kennedy once said, "The answer to all of our problems is more high-wage jobs." You heard from the person who's likely going to be our governor that she supports us in our efforts and our work in our work life and our life as we live it to have a better quality of life. She supports working men and women. Know her personally. She's on speed dial on my phone. Okay. If you have something that you really need to get to her, we have access to the woman as a governor. Our our union leadership itself, the elected officials have access to her. So this is somebody we can talk to and that supports our issues. We need to get out and support these type of people that are worker-friendly and not corporate-friendly. Okay? This is somebody that's done a lot of good for us for a long time. We know you're listening from around the country, and we know a lot of you have been transferred. If you know somebody back in Michigan, give them a call and remind them. If you have a neighbor that can't get out, that's invalid, walk over there and say, hey, would you like to go to vote today? I'll pick you up and take you to the poll so you can vote. Absentee ballot time is pretty much over, except for very special circumstances. So it's going to have to be direct voting tomorrow at the poll. They open at 7 a.m. and they close at 7 p.m. Okay? You can go to the Michigan Secretary of State and find out exactly where you're registered, and they'll give you the exact location where you can go to vote. Okay? We'll post that link on our page for this show. Okay? If you need to go where you're registered, simple, just click on it, and I'll look it up and post it on the .com page where you find this at. So having said all of that, we have an opportunity to, you know, do the right thing tomorrow. Don't sit home. Primary elections are very important. You heard her say, you know, governors have more effect on your daily life than the President of the United States. Okay? So, Jeff, you got any closing comments on this great opportunity?
No, I don't. You're right.
Okay. David?
Governors do have an extreme amount of influence on our lives. The last 8 years is proof of that.
Okay.
Nothing more needs to be said in regards to what we've lived in the state of Michigan the last 8 years under the leadership of Rick Snyder.
Yeah, retirees, don't forget that this is the guy, and he's from the corporate-friendly folks that raised your taxes on retirees, okay? Don't forget that when you're thinking of working-friendly and corporate-friendly, okay? So with that said, thank you, David and Jeff, for being here on such short notice, and a special thanks out to Senator, Governor candidate Gretchen, Michigan Governor candidate Gretchen Whitmer. Let's go out and do our best to get her elected tomorrow, okay? Have a great afternoon, everybody. We'll see you at the polls tomorrow. I'll be working them. Have a good one. Bye-bye.